What's up, you guys? Weird transition there at the beginning, but welcome to Takes on Stakes is what we'll call it, I suppose. Takes on Stakes, shooting the sports-ish. It is time that we get into the most fun time of the year, just to be honest with you. Most fun time of the year for those of us that enjoy sports betting. It's time for March Madness. We have the first four in. If you would like to, first four games already down today. Unders looked good on a few of those games. Definitely big time unders on a cup on the first two games. As I'm recording this, I'm actually finishing up watching the Michigan State and UCLA game, which is quite good. Looks like the over is going to hit in this one. Probably fairly easy. I believe it was like 133. That one's going to hit. But we're going to talk about tomorrow's game. So bam, there's the screen. These are all from FanDuel, just so you know. So your odds may be different. Let's talk about some of these games that we have in here today. Now, I'm also using as backup research, ESPN.com has a really good pick center. I actually really am a big fan of their pick center as well. Just for them for trends. Obviously, I can't see betting lines and things like that through them. So seeing the trends for games makes it way easier for me to kind of figure out, compile some things, get an idea of what lines I like. But we start early tomorrow, 11:15, or early, at least like considering what we're used to on a weekday. Lines are not out as far as spread is on this game. It looks like it's actually going to be a pick'em. So it's locked there. There is no spread that you can bet on this particular game. I misspoke there. I apologize. But you have your money line at both of them. I mean, pick'em. Who's going to win? 135 is what the points are. So if I can log into my stuff here real quick on ESPN, which you won't see here, but we'll have the ESPN pick analysis here. Let me pull this up and get you some trends here. So they think the spread by opening will be like Virginia Tech by one. So 1 point favorites are they, the dogs in Florida. Florida is picked to win with a lot of situations here. Spread doesn't matter, right? It's 1 point. So it doesn't really matter. It's a pick 'em. It's 1 point, whatever. Doesn't really matter. So let's talk about what these teams are doing going into the tournament. Florida lost to Tennessee. Tennessee's really good, though. That loss is not a bad thing at all. They lost two out of their last three games, and two of them were in Tennessee. They've actually lost three of their last four, but they've lost to three tournament teams here. They did beat Vanderbilt. They beat Kentucky in a close game. They beat Auburn, beat Georgia. They lost to Arkansas, they lost to South Carolina, and they did beat, it looks like, West Virginia in January as well. Now we're looking at Virginia Tech here. They lost to UNC, who's been streaking as of late. They beat Wake Forest. They lost to Georgia Tech pretty handedly by 16, and they lost to Pittsburgh. They're not playing really, really well either. 6-4 are the Virginia Tech Hokies, and the Florida Gators are 5-5 going into this one in their last 10. So it's a tough game. It is a tough game to pick here. I don't know as far as how I would bet this game if I would take either. But if we look at the way the games are trending as far as game total, this is what I like on this game. So I really liked considering betting the under on this game. We've seen the under in 7 out of the last 10 games for the Hokies. And we've seen it in 8 out of the last 10 for the Florida Gators. They've both seen point totals around this 135. Almost every game is close to that 135 for both of them in their last 10 games, and they've not hit any of them. So I like the under in this game. That's the line I'm going to bet. I'm going to bet the under. I'm not going to touch anything else with this game. I just think that's the best way to go with this one. I'm going to bet the under. I'm not picking either of them. Let's move on to the next game. I would avoid the game really if you could, but if you just want to bet every single game, because why the hell not, right? Especially with it being March Madness, go right ahead. The next game here we see is Colgate and Arkansas. So Arkansas is an 8.5 point favorite going into this game. They have the money line set at -400 for Arkansas. Colgate is getting plus value 315. The points are set at 160.5. Here's what's interesting about this game. Everyone, every sports show you watch have watched for the last week since the bracket came out has told you that someone on that show likes Colgate to pull the upset. If you are one of those people, why not put half a unit or a full unit on this game? Just in case that upset happens. If you were convinced to do that, why not? However, now in the other video we did, you'll see we did the full bracket picks, little early breakdown. If you look at it, we all liked Colgate immediately. But then you start to look and you start to really think about it. Your knee-jerk reaction is that. The Razorbacks have lost one out of their last 10 games in a really tough, really tough SEC. They beat Mizzou, tournament team. They lost to LSU, who played in the conference championship. Obviously, they lost that tournament game. They lost to Texas. They beat Texas A&M, South Carolina. They beat LSU the time before. They beat Alabama. They beat Florida. They beat Mizzou. They beat Kentucky. They've beaten some good teams. And when they beat Florida, they beat them by 11. When they beat Alabama, they won by 15. This is a really good basketball team. You can see that that Colgate has played pretty much the exact same teams. They played Boston, looks like, BU back-to-back three times in a row, Army twice. They've not really played anybody. They have won all of their last 10 games, though. So, interesting thing here. Against the spread, the Razorbacks are 8-2 in their last 10 games. Colgate, 6-4 in their last 10 games. Point totals, what are we seeing here? We're seeing the over in just four out of the Razorbacks' last 10 games. We're seeing it in, it looks like, six out of the last 10 games for the Colgate toothbrushes. I actually don't know what their mascot is. Colgate Raiders, there we go. I think if you're going to bet this game and you just feel confident, you just for some reason feel really super duper confident that you're going to see Colgate pull the upset, and even if you're not, like, if you know you'll make the money up somewhere else, you just want to take the risk just in case it hits. I'm not telling you to, I wouldn't put more than a full unit on it. I wouldn't put more than a full unit on a lot of these upsets, but if that's something you want to do, you just want to play the risk there. There's really good positive money value there. I mean, plus 305, 315 is a really nice value. You can win some money off of that if they do pull the upset. I don't think they will, but you could, right? That's something that could happen. Let's look at this next line here. We got Drexel versus Illinois, and we are going to go into every game there. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you what I would pick. I would take Arkansas to cover 8.5, just personally. Arkansas is playing really good basketball. They've only lost once, and they lost to somebody that barely lost in the conference championship game. Arkansas is good, man. They're really good. And this is just like, if you watch the last video, it's kind of a little bit jarring, but they are, man. They're good. I would look at that. Illinois is getting 22.5 points. That is a lot of points. It's a lot of points they're favored by. That's a hard cover in the first round of a tournament because sometimes these 16 seeds come out and they play okay. Now, is there any chance for an upset? Probably not. And if there is going to be an upset, I don't think it's going to be Illinois. If there is one, it might be Michigan would have the best chance, but because they're down livers. But Illinois is good. They're playing great basketball. Great, great basketball. They've looked fantastic over the last month, one night out of their last 10 games. If you're going to bet anything in this game, I think the over is probably safe. I would think that the over is safe in this game. Illinois scores a lot of points, especially right now. Their offense is crazy, crazy hot. They've seen the over in five out of their last 10 games. And then you've seen the over for the Drexel Dragons have seen it in 7 out of their last 10 games. So you've seen a lot of points there. A lot of 150s on for both teams. And if Illinois does win, they're going to blow them out hard, fast, and then you'll see Drexel come back and score some points. I think Illinois will be resting pretty quickly, so I wouldn't touch that spread. They'll win. They'll win easily. Will they win by 23 points? I don't think so. I might touch plus 22.5 for Drexel, but again, it's just really hard to bet that, you know? So it's really hard to bet that. ESPN predicts that the money line is going to go to plus 1,600, by the way. So, I mean, there's like no chance in hell that they're winning. We'll see what happens. A game I really like is this Utah State-Texas Tech game. Just from a fan standpoint, this game is going to be really good. These are very similar teams in the way that they play. They're both good defensive teams. They're both really good on defense with decent offense, some good skill players. Good big man for Texas Tech, though. Texas Tech's big man, not big man. I'm sorry. Their guard McClung is very, very good. They're also good down low. McClung is very good. So they're 4-point favorites is Texas Tech. They have a great coach who got them to a national championship game a few years ago. So you don't think that they're going to lose in the first round. However, this is a game that you might consider as an upset. Texas Tech has lost two straight games. They barely lost to Texas, 66-67. They were up in that game, blew the lead. They ended up losing by 15 to my Baylor Bears. And before they're 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 games. And then as far as just money line itself, just winning itself, you're talking about a team that's 5-5 in the last 10 games. Utah State, 7-3. Now, yeah, they play different competition. They don't play the same level of competition. The Big 12 is really good. Texas Tech is battle tested. Could they cover the 4? Sure. I'm going to ride with Utah State winning this game. I am. I'm going to ride with Utah State winning this game. It's just a gut thing. This is an upset I feel good about. I did feel good about the Colgate one early, but not anymore. Like they're not going to pull that upset. I do feel good about Utah State, especially at plus 152, 154 in FanDuel here. I think that's a safe bet. I'm going to put like a half unit, maybe a full unit on it most. I'm not putting multiple. I'm not so confident that I'm telling you to blow your, you know, blow your bank account on it, but or blow your bankroll on it. But I think that there's a good chance that that upset could happen. And it's really just because of the way Texas Tech has played in the last, you know, last 10 games. Yes, they play tough opponents. Yes, they have three top 10 teams in their conference. Really, Oklahoma State should be a top 10 team as well. Yes, there's like 6 or 7 tournament teams from the Big 12 in there. Yes, I know all of those things. Yes, if you're in the YouTube comments telling me that that's a crazy pick, you don't agree with it, that's fine. But I'm still taking Utah. I'm still taking Utah State here. It could blow up in my face, but we'll see. Oral Roberts is 16-point dogs to Ohio State, who's also playing phenomenal basketball as of the conference championship. But they actually had only won 5 of their last 10 games as well. However, that's a different 5-5 in the last 10 than what we saw with Texas Tech, because one of the games they lost was to Illinois, who's red hot in a 1 seed. They beat Michigan, very good game. They beat Purdue in overtime. They beat Minnesota, struggled a little bit with them. And they are a 2 seed, and they're getting Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles. Do I think Ohio State will cover 16 points? No. No, I don't. I like plus 16 for Oral Roberts. I don't think Ohio State will win by that much simply because they just don't really. They won by 16 over Iowa, or they lost by 16 over Iowa. I'm sorry. Their biggest margin of victory was 19 points over Indiana. But I don't know that they'll duplicate that. They're playing a lot of tight games. They give up a lot of points. The Big Ten is also another conference that's really good. And you can't transitive property between these conferences where you got a conference champion in here that plays a bunch of mid-majors versus Ohio State, who's 5-5 in the Big Ten. Yes, it's very different. I don't think they'll cover it, though, if I'm betting this game. Truthfully, I'm not going to bet. I don't have any confidence in anything in this game. You can look at the game total here. Oral Roberts has seen it over 7 out of last 10. You can see that Ohio State's done it 5 out of last 10. You would think the more dominant team, the better team will probably show you. Will control the game and the total points scored. If I touched this game, I'd put a half unit on Oral Roberts to cover 16 points. I don't feel confident in Ohio State covering minus 16. And not because Ohio State's not good. I think Ohio State's going very far in the tournament. I just don't think they're going to cover 16. I don't think there's any real chance that they're going to lose the game. Baylor, 25.5 points favorites. 25.5 point favorites on my Baylor Bears. I will try to do this as objectively as possible. There is, I will tell you that you can't even bet the money line here because you can see on the video. If you're listening on audio, you can't see that, but you know, it is what it is. My Baylor Bears are not playing great basketball, which might be crazy for you to hear because they did beat Texas Tech by 15. They did beat Oklahoma State by 11 recently. They blew an 8-point lead recently in the conference tournament to Oklahoma State. And they've won 8 of their last 10. I mean, they've only lost 2 games all season long, but they're a little sloppy. I don't know which Baylor team is going to come out as far as covering 25.5 points. Will they win by 20 points? Probably. Could they win by 25.5? Yeah. Will they? I don't think so. I do like 140 points, though. Baylor's defense isn't what it was before they had their 3 weeks off because of COVID. So 140 points seems pretty modest. We've seen the over in Baylor games 9 out of the last 10 games. We've seen it for Hartford. We've seen it 4 out of their last 10 games. But we've also seen them score 70 points, 60, 83, 77, 75, and then some low scoring games before that where the under was scored. But in their last 5 games, they've gone over 60 each time. Baylor's been over 70 all but one game in the last 10 games. They've even put up 107 here recently. So Baylor's going to score somewhere between 80 to 100 points, I think, pretty confidently. And then you really only need Hartford to cover somewhere between 60 and 70 points, depending on where they are, right? So, yeah, I mean, I could see Hartford putting up 60 points on Baylor. And not because I don't think my Bears are good, like not even remotely that. I just don't know if Baylor is going to get their rhythm to where they're going to be holding teams down and really dominating teams. I have them going far in my bracket all the way to the championship game, but I think that they are, I don't think they're going to beat down people the way they would have before the COVID break. I hope to be wrong, but I'm not 25.5 points is just a crazy spread to touch. It's just not even worth betting. Bet the over, though. I like the over a lot. Georgia Tech versus Lola. Let's talk about Oregon State and Tennessee. Oregon State is an 8.5-point dog, plus 350 money line, and over 131 points. I will tell you this. That over, I don't think, is getting touched. Tennessee plays really slow basketball, and at times they really struggle to score, it feels like. Now, crazy to say, right, because they put up 75 here recently. They put up 68. It just feels like sometimes they struggle to score. I don't think that over will be touched, even though it looks like they have touched 132 several times in the last few games. So yes, I talked myself into sounding crazy, but I'm just not going to touch that point total, especially after tonight where a lot of unders were hitting. Both of these teams see a mixed bag when it comes to over and under on the game total. However, I'm taking Oregon State money line. Oregon State's red hot. Oregon State is red, red hot right now. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. Tennessee is 6-4. Tennessee is good. They're a very good team. They're a good defensive team. They have a lot of talent, a lot of NBA lottery pick type talent. Absolutely. They could they could win this game and should win this game probably. I just don't think they will. It's just a gut thing, right? It's March. I'm taking, just to be very transparent, I am absolutely taking Oregon State to win this game tomorrow. I have no problem at all. No problem at all touching that game with that. I think they're very good. I think Oregon State's playing very good basketball right now. I think it's worth the risk, especially at plus 350. It's positive money value. Worst comes to worst, man. I don't win and I lose a half unit or a unit on here, but I'm probably going to put 2 units on this game. I'm pretty confident that that's going to happen. Think I'm crazy if you like, but I'm taking Oregon State here. Georgia Tech and Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago is an 8 seed. If you've listened to the sports shows all week, Loyola Chicago, they talk up as if they shouldn't be an 8 seed, as if they're better than that. And they're actually there. I mean, the pick center has them 64%. People are picking them to win. They're pretty good. Their team rankings, they're ranked lower than Georgia Tech. So that is something to consider. You have Georgia Tech. Loyola Chicago is, they play good ball. They beat Drake, who won tonight in the first 4. And they beat Drake. They lost to Drake another time, beat him another time. So they've beat him 2 out of the last 3 games. You see here with Georgia Tech, however, Georgia Tech is on fire 8 games in a row. They won against FSU in a great game. They played against Miami, won. In Wake Forest, won. They beat Duke. day, which is really nothing, really. They beat Virginia Tech, another tournament team, and they beat them by 16. It's a good team. This is a good Georgia Tech team playing good ball. Plus 198. 8 games in a row. I don't know if you can see, feel what I'm going with here, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking Georgia Tech money line in this game. I like Georgia Tech money line in this game. I think they'll win this game. I think they're playing good basketball. Loyola Chicago does seem to be a better team. They don't play in a conference quite as good as the ACC. Not that the ACC was that great this year, but I feel good about the way Georgia Tech's playing. 8 games in a row, looking good. Again, kind of a gut thing. Oklahoma State is up against Liberty, and this game is a little tighter than I expected. Oklahoma State's playing fantastic basketball. The only games that they have lost in the last couple months towards the stretch, home stretch of the season, they lost to 1-seed Baylor and 2 or 3-seed Texas. Other than that, they beat Baylor after being down by 9. They beat West Virginia back-to-back games. They beat OU back-to-back games. They beat Texas Tech. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games they've won against tournament teams. 6 games against tournament teams. And still, they're only 6.5-point favorites, or 7.5-point favorites. Do I think they're going to cover the spread? No. However, I like the over a lot in this game. 7 out of 10 times Oklahoma State's seen it. Liberty has only seen it, 4 out of the last 10. Oklahoma State scores a shit ton of points, though. They haven't touched lower than 70 in a single game in the last 10. Or sorry, they have one time against Kansas State where they only scored 67. However, they dropped 86 against Texas, 83 against Baylor, 72, 85, 70, 79, 94, 74, 76. That is going to push to where you're going to see a team really scoring a lot of points. Now, Liberty has won 10 games in a row. They have won 10 games in a row, but I couldn't tell you a single team they played. I like the over at 139 in this game. I don't think that Oklahoma State will cover 7.5. I just don't. I don't think they'll cover 7.5. It's hard to tell. Like, let's see. As far as the spread is concerned, they have covered it 8 out of the last 10 games. So they're red hot with the spread. However, they were dogs in 8 of those games. Now they're a favorite. The last time they were a favorite, there's 12.5 points they didn't cover. So, something to consider. So before you're like, oh, they'll cover this. We don't really know what they do when they're favorites. We don't really know how they are as favorites. Like, should they cover? Probably. Will they cover? Don't know. Wisconsin versus North Carolina. This is probably one of the more intriguing matchups of the game, just as a fan. Of the day, I'm sorry, as a fan. You have UNC, who has covered the spread 7 out of the last 10. Wisconsin, 4 out of the last 10. Wisconsin, I was betting a lot in the beginning of the season, and then they just continued to fail me over and over again. So I'm like out on wanting to bet them. I don't really actually like anything about betting this game, but we'll go through it. Plus 100 is Wisconsin. North Carolina is the favorite at minus 118. I like, they're only 1.5-point favorites. If you have to bet this game, I think North Carolina is going to win. Their bigs are good. They're good rebounders. If you're going to bet this game, North Carolina seems to be a good one to bet. They're playing pretty okay basketball, pretty good basketball right now. That's a repeated phrase, right? They're playing good basketball. I continue to say that. They've covered the spread in their last 4 games. Even though they lost to FSU, they still covered the spread in that game. So they were 3-point dogs, covered that. They're 4-point favorites, covered that. 6.5-point favorites, covered. 3-point favorites over Duke, covered in a big way. They failed to cover against Syracuse. Wisconsin is also losing a lot of games right now. They're lost 4, 5, 6. They've lost 7 out of their last 10 games. Wisconsin's just not playing good basketball at all. I don't think Wisconsin is very good. That might be a hot take, but I don't think they're very good at all. I just don't. I think that they will. I think North Carolina will win this game. Win it probably by 4+ points, fairly easily. I feel very confident they're going to cover the game. They cover that pretty easily. Houston versus Cleveland State. 20-point favorites are Cleveland State, or no, they're not. 20-point favorites are the Houston Cougars. I said 20 points was a lot, right? but they've covered spreads, has Houston, of 13.5, 18.5, 18.5, 11.5, 12.5, and 12.5. That's kind of crazy. I don't know much about Cleveland State, just to be frank. The only thing I know about this is that Houston is real damn good. Houston is really good. They've had game totals. They've covered the over 7 out of the last 10 games. They've hit the over 7 last 10, so has Cleveland State. And both teams have seen overs of like 130 plus in every one of their games, or point totals 130 plus. So this game set at 134.5. I think you can bet Houston. I think you can bet Houston to cover, and I think you can bet the over. Maybe you want to like bring down that alt line to like 16 and parlay it with the over of 134.5. But I think Houston is going to win by a whole bunch of points. I think Houston is one of the scariest teams in this tournament. You have Purdue versus North Texas. North Texas plays really slow basketball. So the fact that they're 7.5-point dogs is interesting to me in that they should lose by that much. But this is hard to tell. North Texas has covered the spread in 7 out of their last 10 games. Purdue has done it in 7 out of their last 10 games. Purdue has also, like, they've won a lot of games. So Purdue will win this game. I don't think they're in any risk of losing this game. However, North Texas plays really slow basketball, and I really like them to cover that 7.5 points. I really like them to cover 7.5 points. When I've watched UNT over the last few weeks, they hit an under of 127, an under of 128, an under of 126.5. They hit an under of 125, 127. A lot of low scoring games that they play in. They will slow this pace down. If you don't like to bet unders, just don't bet the game total in this game. I like North Texas to cover, and I like the under. I do think Purdue will win, though. I just like them to cover 7.5, and I like the over, or the under, I'm sorry. Just because of the way they play. And then you have 2-3 nightcap games. Lots of basketball tomorrow. What a good Friday, right? Rutgers versus Clemson is a game. It's going to be a close game. You have Rutgers here is... Did I lose that Rutgers versus Clemson game? Where did that go? Is that not on the book? Interesting. I'm looking at the pick center here, and it doesn't look like they have Rutgers versus Clemson up on here for some reason. But we'll talk about the game. Rutgers is a 1.5-point favorite here. I've seen Rutgers play quite a bit of basketball. We don't even need to spend time on this game, just to be honest with you. I'm not betting this game. I don't know anything. I don't feel good about Syracuse or Rutgers for anything. Clemson or Rutgers for anything. I'm just not going to touch the game at all. I'm just not going to touch it. Syracuse at San Diego State. San Diego State just won their conference tournament. They've won 10 games in a row. Longest win streak in the country do they have. They're 3-point favorites. They've only covered the spread 5 out of their last 10 games. Syracuse covered it 6 out of their last 10 games. Tom Cunningham from Vegas Insider that was on the show with me, he doesn't feel great about San Diego State. They're 22-4. They've won a lot of games. They've won 22 points, 22 games. They've won 12 games in a row. I don't know how many games in a row they are. I'm sorry. They've won 10 games in a row at least. They've got the longest winning streak, like 13, 14, maybe 15 games. I mean, they're going to win this game. Minus 162 is a little expensive, but I'd rather bet that than bet the spread, just because they're, you know, 50-50 split on the spread over the last 10 games. So that's just where I feel here. I don't feel good about either of these teams as far as, like, I don't know enough about where they score for me to bet point totals, and trends don't really tell me anything. It's damn near 50-50 on those as well. So if I bet this game, which I won't, I would take San Diego State, Syracuse. Yes, we're going to pick every game. That's fine. West Virginia versus Morehead State. West Virginia is a 13-point favorite. Immediately, I'll tell you this. I don't like that. I don't like that number for them. They have not covered the game in four straight games. They've lost 2 of those 3 games. They've lost 3 out of their last 4 games. Even if they should beat Morehead State by a lot, and they likely will, even if they should beat them by a lot, and they likely will, I don't like them to cover 13 points. They will win this game. They likely should win by more than 13 points, I should say. But I don't like them to, I don't think they're going to cover 13 points. I just don't. I don't think there's any chance of an upset here. I don't think there's chance of an upset with West Virginia. There has to be a crazy upset, though. And this one is intriguing with plus 640 because of how West Virginia is playing right now. But they should beat Morehead State. I mean, there's no reason to think that they shouldn't. I'm not going to take the money line straight up, but I am going to put probably a unit on Morehead State to cover plus 13. The 137 you can touch if you just want to touch the game total. I think they'll hit the over in that game, but I don't like anything else. Game of the night, as far as me as a bettor, because it'll make or break my night probably. Villanova, I just don't think Villanova's good. And maybe I'm insane. But every time I watch Villanova, I think that they kind of suck. They've lost 5 out of their last 10 games. They're super injury prone. They had a rough go of it with COVID. I don't think they're going to win. I don't even really think it matters who they play to me. And maybe I'm insane. Maybe I'm insane. Sure. Lost to Providence. Lost to Georgetown. They beat Creighton, but they didn't look good when they beat Creighton. They lost to Creighton another time by 16. They lost to St. Joe's. I don't think Villanova is getting out of the first round. I think they're losing this game. Plus 229. Like, can I give you any statistical evidence to back it up? No, but I can tell you based on how I want, like watching them play, I just don't think they're that good of a basketball team. I don't know a damn thing about Winthrop. Don't even know these places they play. I just know they've won 9 out of their last 10 games and they're scoring a whole crap ton of points. They score 80 points. It looks like they're scoring about 80 points a game over the last 5. And Villanova is not scoring that. They're scoring like somewhere around 60 points a game. They're giving up like 70 points a game in a lot of their losses. I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to lose. Winthrop is 23-1. Villanova is 16-6. Just not good. I just don't think Villanova's good. And I think the over is safe to assume it's going to hit too. Just because I think Villanova is going to give up a ton of points. Trends tell you not to do that. So trends tell you not to do that. The under hits most of the time for both of these teams. But I'm taking Winthrop. So if you want to know the upsets that I think you should consider, Winthrop, I think you should consider. I think you should consider Georgia Tech if you consider that an upset. Oregon State's my favorite potential upset of the entire week. Or the entire day. Utah State, I think you can take money line as an upset, and that's it. And those are all plus value. I mean, if you were to parlay these, 154 on that, let's go to Oregon State. You shouldn't parlay them, right? Because what's the likelihood of all of them hitting? Not much. But, I mean, if you were to hit it, I mean, on your bet slip here, what are we looking at? Plus 10,000? If you want to hit a crazy parlay, $5 parlay, win you $548 if every one of those upsets hit. Will they? No. But, I mean, you can win some decent coin on this game, on these games. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We will track these records tomorrow. I will track them on the @ShootSports-ish feed on the podcast. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I will be doing these every night the night before. So, if for some reason you watch this video and COVID protocols pulled some teams out, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that. I'd recorded the night before, so you had these bets in the morning. But anyway, good luck. Bet responsibly. We will see you tomorrow on Shooting the Sports Dish for more March Madness coverage. We'll be here all tournament long. We'll see you next time.